Well, if you recognize that music, you might have an idea what the birthday is a little bit later on the podcast. And I'm not going to tell you right now because, well, as a matter of fact, I've been thinking about this a long time. Somebody could talk me out of it, but I kind of doubt it. I do this morning digestion, which is free, in order to encourage people to subscribe to the podcast, which is how I justify spending 5 hours a day doing these that people pay. I don't have sponsors. There are no commercials. It's almost impossible to get commercials for a podcast anyway, and y'all don't like it, so there's no commercials, so you got to pay. Well, I'm now convinced that the idea that doing this morning digestion as a sort of temptation device for people to go to the website, johngibson.com, and subscribe to the podcast, I'm convinced it's not working. It does not have that effect. And a part of the reason I'm convinced about it is I got into a Facebook discussion with somebody yesterday who says, I'm not giving you any money. I'm just going to listen to the free thing. And I figured, well, fuck off. They're not going to be a free thing. I'm going to combine the morning digestion and the podcast in one. It's probably going to mean the podcast is a little bit longer. It tops out usually about 30 minutes now. When I add, running down what's in the papers, it's probably going to be up about 40 minutes. And it's going to be one thing that people pay for. And probably once a week, I'll put it up for free. So people who don't subscribe can hear it. Maybe that'll convince them to come subscribe. Maybe once a week, maybe once every couple of weeks, something. But this free ride's got to stop. I just spend too much time doing this. I'm here on the computer at 6:30 in the morning, and I finish the podcast at noon. That's 6 hours a day. There's no reason to be doing any of that for free. So that's what's going to happen. And you know who you are that got into this argument with me yesterday, and you can just kiss my ass. Your free ride is over. Okay, so in the papers today, lots and lots of talk about impeachment, of course. I thought this was really interesting. CNN had a poll which shows that support for impeachment and removal among Democrats has dropped from 90% to 77%.
That support for impeachment has gone down among Democrats.
Yeah, that is very surprising. And it's a pretty big drop off. I think it was from 90% in the last poll to 77% in this poll. And it doesn't, that doesn't make sense, really.
Yeah, it does. Kirsten, she always thanked me because her mother appreciated that I pronounced her name right. It isn't Kirsten, it's Kirsten, yeah, Kirsten Powers. I'm not surprised. It just looks like a Democrat circus. In the Wall Street Journal, GOP senators want it over quick. Donald Trump, not so much. We'll see how that works out. CNN poll shows support for impeachment and removal drops. That's what we're talking about just now. Vulnerable Democratic freshman decided to go down with the ship. That's in the New York Times. The money quote is, the question at the heart of the impeachment debate is not whether Mr. Trump leaned on Ukraine to investigate one of his political rivals when Kyiv was in dire need of military aid. Both Republicans and Democrats agree that he did. I think that's a bullshit line. At issue is whether that constituted an egregious abuse of power that warrants impeachment. Yeah, I mean, if you think that Trump saying do us a favor was leaning on them, I guess maybe that line of both Republicans and Democrats agree that he did is true. But I just think there's some people who don't think it's a parking ticket offense. Washington Post, it's a partisan stalemate on ousting Trump. Washington Post, 700 scholars want Trump impeached. Of course, 700 scholars do. Make it 7,000. Rudy says he was the guy who convinced Trump and Pompeo to fire Yovanovitch. Money, this is in New York Times. He did an interview on Fox, in which he said, yeah, I forced her out. No kidding. Yeah, I had plenty of reason to do it, and I talked Pompeo into doing it. The money quote in the Times story is, he, Rudy, added that he did not recommend that Mr. Trump or Pompeo recall Ms. Yovanovitch. Quote, I just gave them the facts, he said. I mean, did I think she should be recalled? I thought she should have been fired. If I was Attorney General, I mean Secretary of State, I would have kicked her out. Four guys who claim to be Republicans but haven't been in a long time want Trump to lose the election. This is George Conway, Kellyanne's husband, Steve Schmidt, you know, who talked John McCain into picking Sarah Palin, John Weaver, he's a strategist, and Rick Wilson, who's his foul-mouthed former Republican who's on MSNBC all the time. Washington Post says Republicans show no respect for the Constitution unless they impeach. That's an op-ed, unsigned op-ed. In the Wall Street Journal, Bill McGurn says Adam Schiff should now investigate. Oh, it says not investigate on the list and links, but it means now. Now investigate if Steele dossier was Russian disinformation. Well, now there's an investigation he could undertake. Politics, Trump team trying to milk impeachment for 2020. That's in Politico. It's probably true. Politico, Cory Booker complains that race permeates everything. Well, gee, who made it so, Cory? The money quote, it feels like the country has taken a giant step backwards, he said. Quote, it's hard to answer the question of how did you go from Barack Obama to Donald Trump? No, it's not. You made everything about race and people stood up and said, I've had it. Oh, this one's personal for me. Boris pisses on the BBC. You know, the BBC, let me explain this to you. It is probably the world's largest and best funded news gathering organization. Now, having said that, it's also an extremely partisan and agenda driven news organization. Why does it make so much money? It's not advertising. In Britain, if you have a television, you pay a $200 a year tax, £99, £100, whatever it is. It's so if you have four of them, that's four times that. And that produces about $3.6 billion a year to fund the BBC. Now, just remind you, Fox makes $1.5 billion a year in profit. Maybe spend $1 billion on news operations. The BBC is three times that. It is a honeycomb of entrenched liberal bias. When I pointed that out once, when I was on TV, some person at the BBC sent a complaint to a place called Ofcom, the Office of Communications. And they tried to get Fox kicked off the air in Britain over that, over my statement to the BBC. I think it was my statement was a bunch of foaming at the mouth, knuckle-dragging anti-Americans. And so this Ofcom investigation was launched. It was a big deal. I mean, it was really a big deal. They were almost pulled Fox off the air in Britain over that. And I received an official censure from the British government. Unfortunately, it did not come suitable for framing. It was just kind of an email, which pissed me off. But anyway, Boris is finally pissing on the BBC for just this bias and saying, well, why is the public funding this bias? Maybe since there are independent private-funded television news operations in Britain, maybe the BBC should go private-funded as well. Maybe they should cease receiving this huge amount of money to proselytize their partisanship. I agree with Boris. New York Times, why do young white liberals hate Mayor Pete? I didn't know they did, but evidently, according to this, they do. The money quote is the Buttigieg backlash, just like this spring's first flush of Buttigieg mania, has a dorm room atmosphere about it. It is most intense within his own cohort of young, mostly white, college-educated liberals who are torn between a mounting discomfort with their own privilege and an instinctive comfort with their own class. Buttigieg is his demographic's most natural avatar in the 2020 race, and thus is that is precisely his problem. Wow. Amazing. I put this in politics because I'm sure it applies to Trump. In Pakistan, Pervez Musharraf has been sentenced to death. They're probably not going to get to kill him. He doesn't live in the country anymore. But somebody will go out there and try to kill him because he's been sentenced to death. Social justice warrior Merriam-Webster names the word of the year. It's they. That's in the Washington Post. New York Times documents slum conditions in a homeless camp in the East Bay in the San Francisco Bay Area. I can't post a link here. It's all video, but it really is ugly. I mean, it is ugly. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, Boeing caves, halt 737 MAX production. This is going to have a ripple effect throughout the country, all these parts suppliers. Washington Post, The Simpsons is 30 years old today. And The Washington Post says it's lost its edge since it became a Disney product. But anyway, that may give you a hint about what the music is going to be today. Okay, so that's the morning digestion for now. If you're getting this for free and you're not a subscriber, you're the reason this is going to end. You can go to johngibson.com and subscribe and get the podcast. And you're going to have to soon because I'm kind of done with doing this stuff for free. It's too much work. So write to me at host@johngibson.com. Call the bitch box at 859-544-2766. Tweet me at Gibson Radio. Oh, you might want to check that out. Gretchen Carlson has been furiously tweeting at me because she didn't like something I said. Okay, see you on the podcast later.